How are you today? Welcome to Thoughts by April podcast. My name is April and I am delighted to welcome you to this episode, episode 17 of Thoughts by April podcast. Here I talk about God, love and lifestyle and very random things that just pop up in my head. Yeah, I'm always excited to share. If this is your first time, I am excited to welcome you. And if this is not your first time, hi Oldie, welcome back. So the last episode, I shared how Thoughts by April podcast reached and passed 1,000 plays. The excitement is still there, although now I'm looking forward to the next big number, 2,000 plays, and I hope that I get there as soon as possible. And I'm sure that that is something that can easily happen with your help, with your support. You have been very amazing, and I know that we're going to do so much more together. If you do not follow Thoughts by April podcast on Instagram and on Facebook, just go do that. At Thoughts by April podcast. Okay? I hope that you have been very well. My last 2-3 weeks were very tough. I had to do so much within a very short period of time, and so I was just working back to back. But I am encouraged and I keep pushing because I have God. And because I'm really looking forward to two major events that are coming up in October. Two organizations that I volunteer with are going to have really interesting programs in October, and I'm really, really looking forward to those events. The first one is a tour put together by Omoluabi Adventures. That one should be around late October. I'll give you the full gist as soon as I have more information. The second one is Chop and Chat, and they are going to have a physical session in Ibadan on the 23rd. Of October. Yeah, so Chop and Chat organizes physical mental health sessions where people can come together, you know, talk, share, rant, just like a group therapy session. Yeah, the sessions are usually very interesting. They help you calm your nerves, you get to share, no judgments, you know, very interesting sessions. I hope that you'll be around in Ibadan on the 23rd of October. Like I said before, once I have gist about Omoluabi Adventures, I'll let you know. I'll be sharing where we're going, when it will be, and how much money we'd have to pay. So, those are two major events that I am looking forward to and that I hope that you can be a part of. Meanwhile, Chop and Chat is free. All you have to do is show up and you get to be part of the session. You also get to eat free food as much as possible. So, if you're in Ibadan, please show up for Chop and Chat Ibadan. Listener shout out today or for this episode goes to Bumi Ogwontiba. This is the second time she's getting the listener shout out on Thoughts by April podcast, but this time it's because she sent me a very long voice note as feedback for the Kindly Follow Back episode, and she had very, very interesting points. I'm trying something for the first time on this episode. I'm going to insert part of what she said in a few minutes or in a few seconds. You get to listen to the very important points that she made. So while the subject of the podcast episode was on how people want to pay you back when they get stuff from you very often, and sometimes what they're trying to pay you back with may not be something that you're comfortable with, and so you don't need to feel like, oh, I have to accept it because they usually accept stuff from me. So that was the point of the episode, but she had a different perspective where she shared her experience of how people send her stuff that are useful for her just because she was kind enough to help them. So I'll just let you listen to Bumi and let me just be quiet.
And in return, the follow back I get is I get people giving me information. I've had people call me to tell me, Bumi, do you know this is the way they are doing things now, without asking them for it. So seriously, I remember when I wanted to start doing publication, because if you do an NGO, you do publication. So I was able to get somebody who does it at a cheaper rate, and then I can do it for lawyers. At first, I didn't want to do it because I thought to myself that I already know a lawyer, and she's a young lawyer that does it. But after thinking, somebody just told me that, Bumi, you're not her. You have built up a sort of leverage for yourself so that people can contact you for CAC jobs. So the fact that some people now feel like, oh, I owe her something. So if I go to you and say, do you now know I do publication? They're like, oh, really? Oh, yeah, I want to do. Because they know that they've come to me for some sort of information before and I've given it to them. So my follow back has actually been very interesting. I see people forward information, especially CAC information. I've not seen. I wish there was somebody in my life right now that would be following, sending me things I have to do with business, you know, business related seminars. I've not gotten that kind of person.
So that was Bumi Ogbontiba. Bumi is a business and corporate lawyer. She handles all my business queries. Like, she's good at what she does. And yeah, that last part, if you have business content, you could share with me. I'll share with Bumi, or you could just ask for a contact and connect with her. We were roommates through our undergraduate days. So if you want to see Bumi, ask me. I'll tell you where she is. I'll tell you how she can help you. I'll tell you how you can connect with her. Wow, I am more than 5 minutes into this episode and I need to rush through what today's topic really is. So today's topic is jack of many trades, juggling your many interests. So if you have listened to me for a while, or if you know me personally, you'd know that I'm interested in very many things, and somehow I just get to want to do all these things. Like, I'm interested in all these things and I want to be able to do them, because why not? And you know, it's so stressful for me and stressful for people around me who just do not get it. Like, why do you want to kill yourself? I have a professor who just feels like, what is your problem? Like, girl, focus on one thing. And I'm like, why should I not be able to do all the things that I want to do? Like, why? But that's not even the cocoa for this episode. The main thing here is, how do you juggle all these interests, these multiple interests? If you have decided to do more than one thing, how do you do everything? How do you not go crazy handling all these things? So this is something that I am also trying to learn. It's not like I've mastered it. I lose it sometimes, you know, like, what am I doing? But I think that I can learn and I can do better in juggling all my interests. You have heard me on this episode mention two organizations that I volunteer with, Omoluabi Adventures, Chop and Chat. This is my podcast. I do everything myself, or most things by myself. I'm trying to get help these days. I have schoolwork and I have a full-time job. Sometimes, you know, I'm like, why do I want to drive myself crazy? But other times I'm like, okay, this is cool. And I just keep pushing. So how do you keep doing all these things? How do you keep pushing? How do you keep getting stuff done and not dropping the ball in any way? I think that the very first thing is to be honest with yourself. Why do you do these things? Why are you interested in this thing? Why do you want to keep doing it? If it is something that you can do without, or something that you just don't even need in your life, if it is just stress, then I think you should drop it. Like, I know that I've had to drop a few things. I used to make clothes. I don't sew anymore. My sewing machine is just in my room sitting down. I used to sing in a band. I don't do that anymore because I'm just going to kill myself if I keep doing all these things together. So if there are things that you can actually drop, it doesn't mean that you never do them again in your life. But if for now they can't fit into your schedule, then you should consider dropping them and picking them up much later, or just leaving them altogether. You know, just let it go. So I think that's the first thing, being honest with yourself and why you want to keep doing these things, which ones you should drop, which ones you should keep doing. I think another thing that I've read about is trying to focus on one thing at a time. So I have to do 20 things. 20 is a lot. So I have to do something on my podcast. I have to do schoolwork. I have to do my normal job. I have to do Chop and Chat. Maybe I have to write some content for Omoluabi as well in one day. If I decide to do all these things in one day and want to make progress, like reasonable progress in all these tasks, I may just drive myself crazy. So it might be easier for me to say, okay, Monday, Tuesday, I'm working on this. Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm working on that. Thursday, Friday is for that organization. Saturday is for this. So you may want to work on your time, focus on one thing at a time. Because I've also noticed that when I try to do all these things in one day, my progress is really slow. Like, I move very slowly. And when I don't see progress in any of the fields or any of my interests, I'm frustrated. Like, why is nothing moving? Okay, so if you focus on one thing today, like today now I'm recording, I'm focusing on this, and I know that this episode is going to go out today, you know, I may not be able to achieve as much across all my other interests. So try to focus on one thing at a time so that you make reasonable progress on one thing, you see the progress that you're making, and then you're gingered to continue with other tasks. Because if you're doing everything at the same time, first you're going to try to get yourself go crazy, and then you'll be frustrated that you're not achieving so much, and then you just don't have the morale to continue. Now, there is the part where you get to multitask. So I am trying to cook, but at the same time, I'm listening to an audiobook, or I'm stuck in traffic. And so I'm using that time to write content for my podcast or for my blog or whatever. You know, so there are times when it's actually okay for you to do more than one thing at the same time and it would not clash. But there are some things you can't do at the same time. You know, it's not possible. I can't be focusing on my 9-to-5 right now. I can't be writing a policy or doing something serious and then I'm recording a podcast episode. Like, it can't work. It's not possible. I would not achieve either. So there are things that you can do at the same time. Know those things and try to do them. There are things that you can never do at the same time, so don't even bother trying. So that's it. Understand your tasks and how to, you know, merge them or not merge them. Another thing is plan over a long period. You know, some would say try to have a routine. For me, routine drives me crazy. I don't really have a routine. But if it works for you, you should totally try it. So they'll say plan for like 1 month. This is what I'll do this week, that week, you know, like that. I already mentioned something similar before, you know, where you get to plan things that you want to do over a couple of days or stuff like that. So you can plan, have a routine. If your routine works for you, fantastic. For me, I'm still trying to learn to fit into routines. I feel like I should be able to do what I like. I think I'm just very, I don't know. I just want to be able to do what I like when I like, you know. So there are some things that I'm strict with, like my full-time job, for example. I know that one, I have to focus 100% within work hours. After work hours, I cannot start to do anyhow. But, you know, there are some things you know that you have to focus on. That one, whether you like routines or not, you have to do the job. So that's that. So if a routine is good for you, like I said, please draw up something that will work for you so that you're able to manage all the things that you have to do in your life. So there's this one that is very important, and it is feeling guilty. You know, so some people look at you like you're very unserious, or that you are not focused, or that you're not committed, or you don't know what you are doing because you are interested in so many things, or that you're interested in about 3-4 things. You don't need all that guilt. Please, you don't need it. That's just bad energy for you. If you have a lot of work to do, you can't be dwelling on, oh, somebody said that I'm not focused. The point is, if you're sure that these things are things that you're interested in and things that you want to be working on in your life, then don't give in to guilt. If you drop the ball one time, it's normal. People drop the ball. Even those who do one thing throughout their entire lives, they drop the ball. How much more you that you're juggling 2-3 things? So you don't need all that guilt. Somebody says you're not committed, good for them, that's their business. Just try to do as much as you can. But when you drop the ball, forgive yourself. You're not a machine. Even machines misbehave. Computer, they hang. So why should you not drop the ball sometimes? I'm not saying go and drop the ball intentionally, but of course sometimes you just not be able to meet up, you know. So I think the most important thing would be prioritize so that you're achieving the most important things. And so if there's going to be any lag, it will be the less important things that you will not meet up with, or things that you can easily move deadlines for, you know, things like that. You can put them last and do the most important things first, so that at least if you are dropping the ball, it may not be something very, very, very important like that. So forgive yourself. Oh, no need for guilt. If somebody thinks you're unserious, all the best to the person. Just do your thing and achieve as much as you can. Another thing, and this is the final one I'm going to mention, is rest. One thing for me is I do a lot. I like walk most times. But when I'm tired or when my head is about to explode, I shut down. Like shut down. 0%. I shut down. You know, it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I go down, shut down, you know. So rest, when you're tired, rest. Because by the time you break down, or if you break down, it would be much worse. It would be very terrible. You know, you would not even be able to achieve anything. So once your body is giving you signs of, hey, when you calm down, just go and calm down. Go and sleep. Get some sleep. Buy food. Sleep. I mean, once I see Amala, I'm happy. Like, I don't even know the happy hormones that just fly around in my body. I get excited. Sometimes I go see movies. Sometimes I just sleep. I sleep. You know, so rest. You need rest. If you're doing many things at the same time, you need time to rest so that you don't go crazy. I think I've said crazy like 200 times in this episode. But I just hope that you get the gist. You need to be able to manage all these things and not be frustrating the people around you, because if people depend on you to deliver stuff and you keep dropping the ball or messing up because you have so many things that you are doing, you know, it will frustrate them. So try. If you know you want to do all these things, try. I'm also trying. Like, this is something I am learning right now. I'm trying to learn right now. So it is very personal, okay? So I hope that you got one thing or the other. This is really long, over 15 minutes, okay? So I think I'll just stop here. If you have any feedback for me, kindly reach out to me at Thoughts by April Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, or send me an email, thoughtsbyapril@gmail.com. April is spelled H-A-Y-P-R-E-E-L. That's how to reach me. I am always excited to read and respond to your emails, and I'm always very excited to just get your feedback on stuff, on episodes, and even on stuff that don't even have to do with the podcast. If you want to talk, reach out to me. I'm always happy to listen. So this is where I say goodbye. I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. Stay safe, be good, rest, and be nice to people. Enjoy!